Since July, the sales tax in New Jersey has been increased from 6 to 7% to help close the state's $4.5 billion deficit. I'm Melissa Jewell, WRPR News. Some consumers and businesses had enough trouble swallowing the higher tax. Since October 1st, the sales tax has been extended to items like magazines and periodicals, services like tanning, massages and tattooing, and memberships to health clubs. Some people understand why Governor Corzine raised the sales tax, while others are upset. Big corporate businesses have not really been affected by the new tax. Vanessa, an employee at the Hollywood Tans in Ramsey, says customers are still coming in for their tan.
A lot of people came in and, you know, they may have said something, but they haven't really complained to us.
Vanessa says tanning is more of a vanity thing. People don't need it, but they want it, so the tax didn't change much. However, the corporation, Hollywood Tans, has helped ease the financial pain for their loyal customers.
The corporation did lower their price list.
Other smaller businesses, however, cannot afford to lower their prices. Brody, tattoo artist, says,
"This is my trade. This is what I do to make money. So, of course, tax isn't going to help me any."
You think that the tax increase is going to help the deficit New Jersey has?
I don't know too much about that, but I do know that it's going to hurt my business.
Meanwhile, some students have a relaxed attitude towards the tax, like Ramapo College senior Carla DiGeronimo.
Tattoos and tanning salons are frivolous items. You shouldn't be paying to give yourself cancer.
However, while she understands why Corzine instituted the tax, she is not optimistic it will pull the state out of debt. Private business owners like Brody hope the initial shock of the tax will wear off and hope business can return to normal. Of course, with changes, there are always differences of opinion. And since it's only 1 month old, the tax is still a hot topic of conversation. I'm Melissa Jewell, WRPR News.